Hey guys, and welcome to Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. We are Beth and Katie, founders of Pre-PA Clinic, and we are so happy you are here. If you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right place, and we are so excited to help you get accepted to PA school. One myth out there is that you have to be a perfect candidate to get accepted to PA school, and we are here to tell you it is simply not true. We have years of experience working at PA schools, reviewing CASPA applications, deciding who to interview, and deciding who to accept. And guess what? You can absolutely get accepted to PA school without perfect stats. And we are here to show you exactly how to apply to PA school the right way so you can get accepted. You have probably heard about our application to acceptance course, also known as A to A course, and have seen the testimonials from all the applicants that have been accepted because of this course. A to A is invaluable for showing you how to pick the right PA schools that value your strengths and are more willing to overlook weaknesses, creating your strongest application that stands out to programs so that they are really excited to interview you, deep diving into each and every part of your CASPA application to make sure you are highlighting yourself the right way, how to answer interview questions so you crush your interview, and so much more. We literally walk you through creating your strongest, most competitive application. So if you haven't joined A to A yet, definitely get in and let's put together your most outstanding PA school application. We are so excited to see you in the private A to A group and can't wait to hear which PA schools you land interviews at and where you decide to attend. Sign up in the show notes. Now on to today's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Where the White Coats Come Off. Today, we're chatting about something super important, PA shadowing etiquette. We're going to cover why shadowing is crucial, what to bring, what notes to keep, how to be an excellent shadow, and all the do's and don'ts you need to know. So let's get started. First things first, let's talk about why PA shadowing is a big deal. So shadowing a PA isn't just a box to tick off your application checklist. It's about getting a real glimpse into what being a PA is all about, what you're going to be doing. You'll see the day-to-day grind, the patient interactions, and the behind-the-scenes work that you can't learn from any book or lecture. Plus, it shows PA programs you're serious about this career and you've done your homework. So when you show up for shadowing, there's some things you need to do in advance and to bring with you. You don't want to show up empty-handed or overloaded like you're moving into the clinic. So a few things and a quick checklist for you. First, you want to bring a notebook and pen. You'll want to jot down any notes, any observations, and any questions that come to mind. This will be super helpful later when you go to enter in your shadowing experiences into your CASPA application and you're trying to remember exactly what you observed during your shadowing time. Next, you want to wear comfortable shoes. You'll most likely be on your feet a lot, so make sure you can comfortably walk easily and for long distances and go for comfort over style. Professional attire. So think business casual. No jeans, no sneakers, or overly casual outfits. You can ask about attire and what you should wear prior to your first day. Don't wear scrubs unless they invite you to and say that it's okay. Next, a water bottle and a snack. Staying hydrated and having a quick snack can keep your energy up throughout the day, especially when you're running around crazy. And many specialties, it's on the go, hit the ground running from the first minute, and a lot of times there's not time to grab food or a drink. So come prepared to satisfy a grumbling belly and stay hydrated for your day in case you don't have a chance to grab anything between patients. Next, any ID and documentation. Bring any required IDs or paperwork that the clinic or hospital needs for you to shadow. Usually, this is taken care of before your first day, but make sure that you touch base with whoever is coordinating your shadowing to make sure that you don't need anything in particular as far as documentation goes on your first day so that everything runs smoothly. Now, when it comes to taking notes, you don't need to write down every single thing that happens. Focus on key points, such as patient interactions. How does the PA communicate with the patient? How do they handle questions? How do they manage their time? Jot down diagnoses and treatments and procedures that you observed and found fascinating. PA's workflow. Note the structure of the PA's day. Include how they prioritize their task and how they manage a busy schedule. And then your impressions. Write down your thoughts and your feelings about what you're seeing. This can help you reflect later on and ensure your experience paragraphs are strong. Okay, let's talk about etiquette and how to be an excellent shadow. This is so important, especially if you're going to end up asking for a letter of recommendation. Being an excellent shadow is all about showing respect, curiosity, and professionalism. And here's how you do that. First, you're going to be punctual. Start the day off right. Arrive early. Try and get there about 10 minutes early, which shows you're serious and respectful of their time. You also want to be attentive, so pay attention to everything, even the small details. It shows you're eager to learn. Ask questions, but you want to be mindful of timing. So don't interrupt during critical moments. Save your questions for appropriate times, such as when the PA is not with patients and they've completed their documentation. Appropriate times include any downtime or if the PA specifically asks you if you have any questions. Next, you want to stay out of the way. So you want to be eager and you want to be present, but you don't want to be intrusive. Give the PA space to do their job and focus on patient-centered care. And finally, show gratitude. Thank the PA and thank the staff for letting you shadow. A little gratitude goes such a long way. We strongly recommend sending a thank you card or email following your day of shadowing to let them know how much you appreciate their time and opening their clinic and their patients to you. So on that note, let's break down some do's and don'ts and go into a little bit more depth about this. So do's, do follow instructions. Whatever the PA or staff tells you to do, follow it. It's their environment and you're a guest. You also want to maintain confidentiality. This is so huge and this is so crucial. Patient privacy is key. Don't share any information about the patients you see. Don't use your phone or take any pictures or video. Do show enthusiasm, be engaged, and show genuine interest in the PA role. Do also reflect afterwards. So after your day of shadowing, take some time to think and reflect on what you learned and how you felt. Don'ts. Don't be a distraction, so keep your phone on silent and avoid unnecessary chatter. Don't overstep your boundaries. Remember, you're there to observe, not participate, unless they explicitly invite you to. When you're observing the PA with patients, you should not interrupt or ask questions. Instead, you're to be a fly on the wall, so to speak, unless the PA prompts you specifically. Save your questions, your comments for downtime when the PA is not with patients or charting. Don't be passive. Even though you're just observing, stay active in your mind. Really think about what you're seeing and what you're learning and envisioning yourself in that role when you're a PA. And again, don't forget to follow up. Send a thank you note or an email to the PA you shadowed. It's such a nice touch and shows professionalism. A few additional tips to make your shadowing experience even better is to use this opportunity to network and to build connections. The PA you shadow might make a great letter of recommendation for your application. Also, document your hours. You want to keep a detailed log of your shadowing hours, the date, the address of the clinic, the contact information for the person that you're shadowing. You'll need this for your CASPA application. Stay flexible as well. Be prepared for changes in the schedule. Healthcare environments are super unpredictable, and you may end up staying later or leaving earlier. It just all depends. So in all of that, I hope this episode helps you feel more prepared and confident about your shadowing experiences. Remember, it's not just about observing. It's about learning and growing in your journey to becoming a PA, to seeing what your life is going to look like in the future as a PA. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your fellow pre-PA friends. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so honored and grateful to be a part of your journey to getting into PA school. Keep up the awesome work. Also, don't forget to jump over to the episode notes and check out Application to Acceptance course, where we walk you through every step of creating your strongest, most competitive PA school application. We show you how to pick the best PA schools for you, even if you have a low GPA, even if you have other weaknesses, how to craft an exceptional personal statement, write super strong CASPA experience paragraphs, and so much more. We cannot wait to see you inside A to A, so jump over to the episode notes. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you at the next episode.